Zog de Gemara daf beis amit beis, the last line. Ela me'ato. We're asking now on Chachomim that say that you learn from Pisre Shel Heichel that it has to be within 20 Amos, the Goiva of the Mavui. Ela me'ato, zog de Gemara daf gimel amit aleph. Loi tehani le'amalsra. An amalsra should not help, meaning an amalsra is a design that's made on the top of the Koira. Either we'll see some of the Gemara, either it's a design of a blita of a bird on top of it, or it's a tziur within the kaira. Some Rishonim learn, but the point is in a malsra, which is a hecker, which is a reminder that you can see it even l'mayla michof. It catches a person's eye. So if the vart is you're learning from hechel, the hechel had an amalsra, and yet the hechel was only 20 amos. So why should a malsra work above 20? Zok di gemara do hechel amalsra havale. The Heichel, which was 20, had an Amalsra. And yet we know there was only 20 Amis and not more. And we'll soon see in the Braise that we know Behedya that an Amalsra helps even L'mayel Michof. And the question is why? Zok Rashi loit haring L'Amalsra lach shugei goive yoise Michof. And Amalsra should not be machshir above Chof. And L'kama mefarish my Amalsra v'echid toni demahanya. And we're going to see that it does work. The Mashal explains the Gemara's kash over here similar to the Gemara before when it came to Tzuras HaPesach when we were discussing the width. Tosafot with Beis and the Banim said that Leitahan Le Tzuras HaPesach, why does the Tzuras HaPesach work if it's wider than 10? The Charit shouldn't work because after all, the Heichel had a Tzuras HaPesach and it was only 10. So explain Tosafot and the Vart was that the kash was, why was the Heichel's width only 10? The Heichel's width could have been 20 like the Ulam. If Tzuras HaPesach indeed works when it's wider than Yud. That was the Mar's kash before. Zok de Marsha, the same thing over here. Why was the Heichel only 20 high if an Amalsra works L'mayla Michof? And after all, the Heichel had an Amalsra, so why was the Heichel's height only 20? Why was it not more? Why was it not taller like the Ulam? It should have been 40. Zok de Marsha, the Mar's kash is not that it should only be considered a Pesach with an Amalsra. That's posher that the requirement of a Shem Pesach would not be an Amalsra. Just like we said before, the requirement would not be a Tzuras HaPesach over here also, because it's L'noi Ba'alma. The Amalsra is a Noi, so that can be a requirement that Shafs a Shem Pesach. But the question is, why was the Pesach only 20 high? If it had an Amalsra in the Heichel, then it could have been more than 20, like the Ulam, should have been equal to the Ulam, and should have been 40, because after all, there's an Amalsra, and Amalsra works, we know, even L'mayla Michof. So again, Zok de Gemara Ela Me'ato, Loi Tehan Le Amalsra, and Amalsra should not work L'mayla Michof. Why? The Heichel Amalsra Havale, the Heichel had an Amalsra, Vafilochi Eskim Amu de Gavoya, and yet we know the Heichel was only 20 high, and not more than that. Zok de Gemara, how do we know in Heichel had an Amalsra? The Tanan, Shteta Mishnah Midas, Chomesh Amalsra Shel Mila. There were five different strips of Amalsra made out of Mila. Mila is an eight Zogdrashi Shekdelin Boy Milin, Vemafotzim. It's a cedar wood. So there were five strips of cedar wood. Hoyu Al Gabov, they were on top of the Pesach of the Ulam, this is referring to. Zula Maila Mizu, Zula Maila Mizu. That's how it was. The Mishnah is talking about the Pesach of the Ulam. But soon we're going to compare that the Heichel had it too. Zog the Gemara, before the Gemara even asked the Kasha, V'haymai Tiyufta. What's B'chlal the Kasha from this Mishnah? Dilma ki Tanya hi da Malsra's B'ulam Tanya. After all, this is talking about the Ulam. Zog the Ritva, it's not Dilma, this is for sure talking about the Ulam. The Ritva says sometimes you find the Lashon of Dilma, even if it means Vadai. But the point is, this Mishnah is for sure talking about the Ulam. So, Kitanya Ida Malsra Ulam Tanya, it's talking about the Ulam. Of them enter the Gemara of Ahima Kusha, that's Bechal not Shver. Dilma, Tavnis Heichel, Ketavnis Ulam. Zok to Bitvo again, it's not Dilma. We're saying that the Tavnis of the Heichel is like the Tavnis of the Ulam, and if the Heichel has an Amalsra, if the Ulam had an Amalsra, so the Heichel had an Amalsra just like the Ulam. Now, if the Heichel had an Amalsra like the Ulam, so why Taka was it only Chav? Now the Gemara continues the Kasha. Zok to Gemara, Alma, Omer Rabbi Loi Omer Rav. Meaning, we ask a kasha on Rav. The original Gemara in Daf Beis Omer Aleph said a statement b'shem Rav. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav. Chachomim lo namdu el mipisra shel Heichel. The Chachomim learn out from the Pesach of the Heichel. So now we ask a kasha on Rav. Rav saying that you're learning out from the Heichel. So Ebazoi, why does an Amalsra help l'mayla michof? What's the kasha on Rav? Zog the Gemara. Alomo Omer Rabbi Loi, Omer Rav. Rav himself said, two halachas legabri din of Koira. Number one, Rechova Dalet, Alfa Bish'ein Abriya. If the kara is wide for tvachim, afa bishen abriya, even though it's not strong, that it can hold an ariach, it can hold a half a brick, it's still kosher. That's one din. Once it's wide four, so then it doesn't have to be strong. It could even be a kara that can withhold and hold up a brick because of the fact that it's wide four. Tzveita din zog rav, v'yesh la amalsara, if the kara has an amalsara above it, a design that catches a person's eye, then afilu gvoi yoyisim eskim amo, en etzoch lamayit, you don't have to lower it. So it's mamash astir and rav. If rav learns that the shir pesach of the movi, we learn from the heichol, well, the heichol gufa had an amalsara. And here rav says that if you have an amalsara, lamayil michof, you don't have to be mamayit. So l'chora, why does he say that amalsara helps lamayil michof? He gufa learns from the pesach of the heichol, which had an amalsara. And we know the heichol had an amalsara, like we said before, tavnis heichol k'tavnis ulam. So if the heichol amalsara had an amalsara, so then why do we say that afilu gvoyim me'esrim ain't a tzorch lemayit, l'chori the heichol gufa had an amalsara, and yet it was only 20. So then why is it din that Rav himself says, with an amalsara you don't have to be mayit? L'chori tshver, you should have to be mayit. The fact that it has a amalsara should not be a reason not to be mayit, because the makor gufa is heichol, and heichol had an amalsara. The Sfasemes points out that what's the tzad b'chlal that amalsara should help above 20? After all, if it's not a Shem Pesach only from the Heichel, if we're learning out from the Heichel, what's called a Shem Pesach? So then, how is it a Shem Pesach? L'mayle Michof. After all, it's not like the Heichel, it's a Mayle Michof. On that, Zoktis Vasemes, that a Malsra Gufu would make it a Shem Pesach. Just like a Tzuris Pesach, L'mayle Michof helps, because the Shem Pesach be'etzim, because the Tzuris Pesach, a Malsra should have that Mayle to make it a Shem Pesach, even though L'mayle Michof and the Heichel itself is Gufachof. So Meili says that mitzad the Shem Pesach, that was never a chisoran. Pesach, it could have been a Shem Pesach because of the Amal Sergufa. The Rashi is medayik in his Gemara that it says, by Kore Rechova Dalad, Af Bishen Abriya. And then it says, if it is an Amal Sera, then even Lamayla Michof would help. When it's a Kore that's Rechova Dalad, we never say it should help Lamayla Michof. That's only by Amal Sera. Zok the Rashba, we see that a Kora Lamayla Michof wouldn't help the din of Pitikra. L'chora, why not? We know usually Pitikra Yoyd V'Soysim, so why shouldn't it help a Pitikra? Pitikra Yoyd V'Soysim means that is a Mechitza. So if it is a Mechitza, it should help Lamayla Michof. The Teret says, we see the Rishonim say, that even Lamandorah Makor Mishu Mechitza, it needs a hacker. And Lamayla Michof, there's no hacker. That means, Kuli Alma, there's some type of hacker in the Kora. So even if Kora Mishu Mechitza, and Pitika Yoyd Vesoysim, Lamayla Michof, you're lacking that hacker. So there's no tzad that a Kora Rechov Adalot should help Lamayla Michof. Amalsa is different. Amalsa, you have the hacker, because it's an eye catcher. Or you can say that the din of Pitikra is not going to shafish in Pesach. You need a Shem Pesach. Tzuris HaPesach has a Shem Pesach L'mayla Michof. Pitikra doesn't have a Shem Pesach, so Mela L'mayla Michof, it wouldn't work. So Al-Koponim Gemara is a steer in Rav. If a Malsa works L'mayla Michof, how does Rav learn from the Heichel Dafka, which was only Chof, even though it had a Malsa? And for the Gemara on Rav Yosef, a Malsa Masnisahi. A Malsa is a Braisa, it's Bechal not a steer in Rav. It's not Rav's memra that a Malsa helps L'mayla Michof. So the Gemara, man katonila, who learns this brayso? Who's the one that's showing this brayso? Om Rabaya, the Chomer Berei de Rabbe Baravua Katoni Lo. This brayso was learned by Chomer Berei de Rabbe Baravua. So he was referring to Mora. Weiter schweren Rav. V'tahava Amalsre Mastisa. Even if it's not Rav's statement, but Amalsre is a brayso. Even if Rav didn't say it, Tikshel Rav. Let it be a kashan Rav. If the brayso says clearly that Amalsre works, Lemaile Michov. So it's shver clearly from the Chachomer that learned from Pesach of Heichel, which is only Chof. And the Pesach of the Heichel had an Amalsra, and yet the Brayse says that Amalsra helps L'mayla Michof. So the Gemara, Omaloch Rav, Dalanomi Hocho. Take me out of the equation. Masnaisami Lekashan Adodi, the Etzim Brayse are shver and steer one to another. After all, the one Brayse says, Movi L'mayla Mas Me'esrim, Yoisim Episcopal Heichel, Shteid Yamayit. So we see clearly that we learn that from Pesach Shel Eichel. And the other Brayse says, when you have a Morvi with an Amalsra, L'mayla Michof, it's kosher. El Amayisach L'mayma, what are you going to say? Tanoi. It's a Machloikas Tanoim if we learn from the Pesach Shel Eichel or not. So L'din Nami Tanoi. So Mela, I also hold some Machloikas Tanoim. And I'm going like the Tzad that a Chachomim learned from Pesach Shel Eichel. Zog du Mo, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar, that no, we being matched this Yisoy to say that it's a Machloikas Tanoim. Beloi Rav, meaning, without Rav, without the words of Rav, that Chachomim learned from the Heichel, Maslaisen Adodi Loikashin. That's a Brisa, not a Stira. Why? L'Rabbonon Koyga Taimemai. What's the whole reason Chachomim say that the Kareh has to be within 20 Bishum Ekega, in order that it should be a reminder that people should see it. So Mela, till 20 Amos, people see. People, it's an eye-catcher. Above 20, people is not Shelta Be'eno. So Mela, that's why it doesn't work without an Amalsa. When you have an Amalsa, it's a different equation. With an Amalsa, then it's an eye-catcher even above 20. V'hayde katoni, yes, mi pischa shel heichol. The Brisa that says that if it's more than the Pesach of the Heichel, it doesn't mean that the Mashir of 20 we learn from the Heichel. No, it's Simon Ba'alma. It's only telling us a Simon Ba'alma, the Pesach Shel Heichel, that we shouldn't think that you're allowed, that it's allowed to be Shloishim or Aboyim Amo. So he's saying that the Shir Mavui is Eschim Amo. But not the Pshat we learn from the Heichel, and it can't be more than 20, even with an Amalska. Avad if you have a Heker, because an Amalska could be more. We're just saying that the Yisoid Adova is, a Stam Ovi is 20 without an Amalska, like the Pesach Heichel, which was 20, and don't think it's more than that. But with an Amalska, of course, it works better, it works more. But not that we learn from the Heichel Bedavka, and the Heichel had an Amalska, and yet it would only work 20. So maybe without Rav, it wouldn't be Shver. Meaning without Rav, it wouldn't be a stira in the Brises. So it comes out the Gemara is saying that according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, the whole Yisoid is a Din and Heker. Meaning, if he doesn't hold of the following rabbi, then it's very good. But if he holds of the following rabbi, so why do you need a machlokes two times? They got rid of heker. Meaning, bishleim according to Rav. So then you're learning out from Pesach Shel Heichel, that's a din on a din in Mavui. That's on the gate of Sukkah. Sukkah is a different din. Sukkah is not learned from Heichel. But according to Rav Nachman Yitzchok, it's a din in Heker. So Eloi Svir Leher de Rabba. So it's good. But if you hold of Rabba, then it's Shver. What's Rabba? The Omer Rabba. Rabba says the reason why Sukkah Lamayla Mechav is possible, because it says in the Pasuk, Ksiv Laman Yedu Dove Seichem, Kibbe Sukkah Zoy Shafti. State in Pasuk, that they have to have a Heker, Laman Yedu Dove Seichem, Sukkah Zoy Shafti. That means it's Nicker, that you're sitting in a Sukkah. Al Shem Eschach Nicker Sukkah. So Ad Eschim Amo, Odom Yedea Shudor B'Sukkah. Until 20 Amis, you Yedea Yedor B'Sukkah, you see it. Mashenka Lamayla Mechav, Lamayla Me'esim, Ein Odom Yedea Shudor B'Sukkah. Why? Because your eye doesn't catch and see the schach l'mayla michov. So Alma, what do we see from here? From Rabbi's Yisoid, Gabi Sukkah Nami Bekeira Pligi. That means the machloikas Rabbi Yudin Chachomim that we have by Sukkah. If l'mayla michov is possible kosher, is totally in Heker. So if Rav Nachman by Yitzchok holds of this reason of Rabbi, of Sukkah is l'manyedu derasechik b'sukkah z'shafti, so if it could be tied to Lomali, so why does they have to have a machloikas in two places? Let it be a machlokes in one place, and we learn one from another. Zokti gemara tzricha. So bishleim according to Rav, it's pischa shel heichol by mavui. That's on the gate to sukkah. But according to Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, it's both in heker. What do you need a tzrichusa by beida? So gemara tzricha. You have to tell us the machlokes by Rabbi Yehuda Chachomim. If lemayla michov is kosher apostle by mavui and by sukkah. Diash bin gabi sukkah. If we say so by sukkah, I would say behokom Rabbi Yehuda. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda says that lemayla michov is good. Why by sukkah? After all, you're sitting in a sukkah. It's meant to sit down, so you gaze up onto the schach. So mele, you're sitting, you're gazing, so you see it. There's a l'man yedu. So that's why it doesn't have to be chav, it could be l'mayla michav. Ava mavi de lehilukhavid. A mavi is meant to walk through. A person walks over there, he doesn't stare and gaze up. So ema mavi de rabbonon, that it's possible l'mayla michav, it's not shaltaba eino, by the kairi of l'mayla michav. If we'd say the case of Mavui, I would say, coming Rabbonon. Over here, Rabbonon say, L'mayla Michov, it's not Nicker. Because after all, it's meant for Hiluch. Aval Bahach, by Sukkah, he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbonon agreed to Rabbi Yehuda, that even L'mayla Michov, since he's Yoshev, there's a Shalta Be'ino. So, Mo'tzricha, so Meli need the Machlaikas, Rabbi Yehuda Chachomim, by two places, side by Mavui and side by Sukkah. Zok, the Gemara, my Amalsra. What's this Amalsra that we said? That it's machshe de kure even lemayla michov. Zok the gemara Rav Chome Brei de Rabba Ravu Omer kini. Kini means it's like kinim of oifus that you had on top of the pesach of the ulam. You had actual kine oifus that were boiled. There were tzuras of oifus that were boiled on top. So if you have this tzuras on top of the kure, so it's kosher lemayla michov because it's an eye catcher. Zok Rashi kini. Zok Rashi. Kagon kine oifus or you bolted mitachas ho ulam lemailo mina pesach. So there were kine oifus, the Ben Chananel says there were actual birds that were actually resting there. So the Ben Chananel, It's actual birds, or it's a tzura of a bird. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayos learns that it's not a blita, but rather it's a tzura within the keter itself. There was a tzir, there was an engraving of oifus on the piece of wood, on the cedar wood itself, on the keter itself. And that would help because that's an eye catcher. Others learn the pshat is that on the wall next to the kaira, there's a tzura of kini. And that already is an eye catcher to look up at the kaira. The point is, it catches the person's eye, even a mile michof. Zogdi Gemara, ki also Rav Dimi Omar, when Rav Dimi came to Bobo from Eitz Yisrael, he said, Ambi b'magov, they said in Eitz Yisrael, piske da alza. Piske da alza means pieces of wood, of erez, of cedar. And those were boilet, and those are the eye catchers. Not the etzim kini, the birds, or the design of the birds, but the straps of wood, of erez, that catch the person's eye. Zog the Moraman de Omar Piski de Arza. If the word is Piski de Arza, if that's an eye catcher, Koshken Kini, for sure Kini Oifis is an eye catcher. That's for sure going to be an Amalsa that's going to work. Mando Makini, maybe it's Dafka Kini, of a Piski de Arza loy, that's not going to be enough of an eye catcher. By Lamala Michov. Zog the Gemara, Uman de Omar Piski de Arzi, if it's straps and of pieces of wood that are boiled from next to the Koisel. So my time, what's the reason? Bishleb, if it's kini, it's an eye catcher, it's a bird. But what's unique about the straps of wood? So Dumaga, if you're going to tell me it's because mishum de nofesh mashrei, because it's long and that catches a person's eye, vasuk de nofesh mashrei, suk is also long. And yet, lemayel michof, it's no good. Vekam rabbanu deloy, lemayel michof, it's akosha, the schach, the wood, the tfanos are long. Elo must be the reason of the piske de arz is, Kevan the Khoshiv is like color. Since it's Khoshiv, it's cedar wood, so Mela has a coil, people look up at it, and that's the reason why it's nicker, and that's why Lamailam Khof, you take see it, and you have the hecker because of the Khshivishabari. Not because of the length, the width, the fact that it's Ark Mashk Arkhei. But then Sukkah, you have that too. The Vart is because it's the Khshivishabari, it creates a coil and people look at it. Zog the Gemara weiter. Miktsas Koira Betoich Esrim and Miktsas Koira Lamailami Esrim. Akont Chachom, we said that a sukkah and a mobi lamayla michof is possible. What if part of the schach is above 20 and part of it is below? What if part of the kur is above 20 and part of it is below? What's the din? Zog di gomorre, omar rabbe, the mavui kosher. By a mavui, it's kosher. Meaning, even if it's only part of the kur is below, it's good. The sukkah, mashenga by sukkah, it's possible. And the Gemara explains the difference. By sukkah, partially above is no good. Zog the Gemara, Maishno, the Movi, the kosher. Why by Movi is it kosher? Damrinon, Kloish. Because all we do is we look at the part that's above 20 as if it's not here. So if it's, as if it's not here, Kilu Einoi, Kilu your Kloish, you removed it. So Mele, you're still remaining with a part of a kosher below. So Mele, it's kosher because kosher below is good. So Sukkanami Lemi Kloish, say the same Mikalshus, say the same thing. Imaginary removal of the schach above Chav, you still have the schach below Chav. So why should partial above be a psul? Zog the Gemara, the difference is as follows. Ikalshit havli chamsim rub mitzilsa. By schach, if you remove part of the schach and you only remain with the one below, then you end up having chamsim rub mitzilsa. Chamsim rub mitzilsa is part of one of the psulim of schach. It has to be majority tzilsa of shade over chama. Mashenkin over here, it's only tzilsa merub mechamsa because of the part that's above the chav. So if you remove that and imaginary as if it's not here, then you remain with chamsa merub mitzilsa. So mele it's a psul. By the kaira, partially above, partially below, imagine that it's not here, so you remain with the kaira below. Mashenkin over here, if you remove part of the schach above chav, you remain with chamsa merub mitzilsa below chav. And that's why taka, by sukkah it's posul, and by movi it's kosher. Frag the Gemara hochanami. Even by a mavu, it should be possible if you remove part of the koira. Why? I kalshes have le koira and he tell us beruach. One of the conditions of a koira is that it can't be so thin that it's not oimed beruach mitzuya. So if it's going to be as if you removed part of the koira above chav, you remain with a thin, not stable koira that's going to be blown away with the wind. So may levite should not be a good koira. Elo zogdimo, the difference is al korchach. Meaning, we look at the lower part of the koira as if it's made out of metal sticks, metal poles. So Mamela, even if it's very thin and very narrow, it's not going to be removed with the wind. So that's why it's taka kosher. Masha'enke by sukkah, hochanami, al kochach nasis tilsam gu michamso. So maybe say the same thing. Say that by the sukkah also, that lemaisa, at the end of the day, what's the reason why we say we look at it like metal poles? Because at the end of the day, it wasn't removed by the wind. It's only an imaginary kalshus. So a mela hind the curry remains in place. So you can look at it like a rod that's not going to be moved. So we're also, at the end of the day, you're not going to say any kalshus. At the end of the day, it's here. So at the end of the day, you have tilsa mu mechamso. So the gemara chanami al kochach nas is tilsa mu mechamso. But see if the fact that you have the schach elyon at the end of the day here, so maybe should be machshir the schach tachtin also. And for the gemara, the teretz is omar rovim mipazakya. The difference between Mavi and Sukkah is Sukkah de leyachidi. Sukkah is meant for an individual to sit and be out to the mitzvah loy mitkar, meaning a person is not reminded to realize and to look at the kashas of the sukkah. So we choshed that if the lower part of the schach will be removed and you just remain with the higher part of the schach, since after all the schach is composed of part below chav and part above chav. Since it's only one person sitting in the sukkah, there's no one reminding him. So if the lower part of the sukkah gets removed and you only remain with the puff above 20, so over there, it's not going to be a kosher sukkah because the schach is above 20. Masha'enkin movi de l'rabim. Movi is meant for rabim. It's the masses, the people that walk through the mavui. So mele it's the tashmish of rabim. So mitkir adodi, they remind one another that if they see that the lower part of the kura is rotten and removed and you only remain with the higher part of the kura above chav, they'll remind one another that we have to be misakin, we have to correct it. Masha'enkin by sukkah, which is for a yochid, it's the yeshiva for a yochid, so le mitker. No one's going to remind him when part of this, the lower part of the schach is removed, and you remain with the schach above chav, and that's why besuk is posel, and by movi it's kosher. The Tosafot has two pshatim in the ikalshes that we say by sukkah that it will be chamsim gu mitzilsa. Either one pshat he brings from Shem Deri that we're talking about that the chelik that's betoy chav within chav lower is lo olam tzilsim gu mitzilsa. Just if you're going to remove the part that's above chav, so then the part below chav will be nispazen and will blow away. So even if the tachtoin is tilsa mu mechamso, it's going to end up being that it will end up eventually turning into chamsa mu mechamso. But currently the bottom part is tilsa mu mechamso. It's chach kosher. It's all done bekashas. Just you need the part above it to keep it in place. It shouldn't be nispazer. That's the vart in the tziruf that you need the chelik elyon for, which is lemala mechav. Masha'enkin, if the chelik of lemayla michov makes it into tzilsa mu mechamso, zok tesis, then it won't be a tzad to be kosher. Then lavada will be possible. That's one pshat in tesis. The second pshat in tesis says, he says, no, they were talking about that avada, the chelik that's below chov, is chamsa mu mechamso. And it only becomes kosher because of the chelik above it, which makes it into tzilsa mu mechamso. It's a tziruf. You need a tziruf of the schach lemayla. We know schach posel can be machshir, but tziruf into schach kosher. How can you have schach posel making schach kosher into kosher if you need the schach posel to be mitzarif to it? The teretz is because the ma'ala mechav is not be'etzim schach posel. We're not talking about psule schach. We're not talking about something that's like gedulei karka. It's schach kosher. Just it's lemayla michov. The place that it's in is a posel place. But that is not going to be the psul of schach posel can be mitzarif to schach kosher. Second teretz holds that schach posel can be mitzarif means it's a psul in the chepta. Here it's not a psul be'etzim in the schach. It's just where it's located currently above chov. It's not kosher. But that type of schach could be mitzarif to make the lower part into tzilsa mu mechamso, and it won't be chisaron of schach posel being mitzarif to schach kosher. That will be the machlokes in the two terutzim teretz. Do you say that the chisaron of schach posel being mitzarif to schach kosher on something that's not a psul be'etzim, it's not something that's not gedulei karka, or do you say no? You don't say that only when it's a psul be'etzim, but if it's just a psul in the mokum where it is, that would not be chisaron in schach posel being mitzarif to schach kosher, and it can make it betziruf of the lamayla michov into tzilsim ru mechamso. So the first answer to the Gemara says, Ravim Parzikyo says that sukkah is for a yochid loy mitkar. Masheken Mavi de Rabim, this mitka adodi, if it gets diminished, the part that's below chav. Ravino Omer, another teretz, sukkah de reisa. Sukkah, after all, is de reisa de kedin, shachmiro berabonon. So we aser even mixas lemailo and mixas lemato. Masheken Mavi is de rabonon, loy achmir rabonon, we matter even if it's mixas kari lemailo michav.
Zok the mother, Rav Adabar Master Masilo Shmaitzid Rabbi Ibcha. He learns the Shmaitz of Rabbi the opposite. Omar Rabbe, b'movu he posel, by movu punkvaked, by movu is posel, b'sukkets ksheira, by sukkets kosher. And the difference between movu and sukkah would be, according to this list, as follows. Zok the mother, maishno sukkah de ksheira. Why do we say by sukkah it's kosher? Damrinun kloish. Because we say that the schacha elyon is if it's not here, so mele you remain with the schacha tachtoin. So b'movi nami lemi kloish. Say the same kloish. Say as if the kurir lemai lemi chov is not here, and you remain with the kurir below chov. So the mogen no e kalshit. If you're going to say that the chelik that's above chov is if it's removed, havele koyran itelas beruach. Then it's a type of kaira. Then the chelik atachtoin is going to be a kaira that's not going to withstand the regular wind. So mele can be machshir the mavui. For the gemara alchanami said the same thing by the schach. I kalshit. If you're going to remove the schach elyon as if it's not here, the imaginary as if it's not here, havele chamsam gumitzilso. Said that the part that below chov should remain like chamsam gumitzilso. It should remain that it's a majority of sun and not shade. So mele, if the chelik atachtoin doesn't have tilsim ruvim mitzad it's atzmai, so then it should be possible if you say kalshus too. Why by sukkah ksheri kong to his lishna? Ella must be the difference is al kochoch nasis tilsim ruvim chamsa. That means we're talking about at the end of the day it wasn't removed. At the end of the day it's tilsim ruvim chamsa b'tziruf techelik of elyoin. So mele that's not shver. So ibezoi hochanami al kochoch nas keshpunis shamateches. So ibezoi over here also at the end of the day the curry is not removed. It's like shpunis shamateches. So Mela, the Kaira is something that's not going to be blown away. So Ibezoi, what's that kind of difference? What's the difference between the Mavi and the Sukkah? And for the Gemara, according to this Lishna, Omer Ravim Mipazakya, Sukkah de Liyachidi, Sukkah is meant for a Yachid. So Fakert, Rami Anafshi Umitkar. The responsibility lies on me. It's all totally on me. I'm the only one in the Sukkah. So I'm going to make sure to look and make sure that the Schach that's machshir my sukkah is lamata michov and not the chelik that's lamala michov. If the chelik at tachtoin is removed, I'll make sure to correct it. Mashenke movi de l'rabi mi. Movi is meant for the masses. It's rabbim that are mishtamish there. So samchi adodi v'lemitka. People rely on one another. I'm not going to be looking at it. I'm not going to look out for it. I'm not going to be worried about being misakin it. Other people will take care of it. Like people say, if you have a kederi that's owned by two shutvin, it's neither hot nor cold because no one is taking care of it. Every person relies on the other person to make sure that it's hot. So it's neither hot nor cold because everyone is relying on someone else. Dr. Goyen Yankov, usually we say when you have rabbim mitkir adodi, rabbim and matkir are remind one another. So he says that's when you need a reminder. Like two people reading from an air. Like an air. So rabbim mitkir adodi. That's stamazoi. You have a reminder. Mashenka, when you need a tikkun, when you have to fix something, so then there's a swara that rabbi makes it worse. I won't be misakin. I'm relying on another person to be misakin. When it's a reminder, so rabbi mitki adodi. But when it's a tikkun that you need, so a tikkun, then it's kiddu debe shutva loichamim v'loichira. You're relying on another person. You can yankiv later in daf yutches. Zogdimar another teretz. The difference between sukkah and movi is ravino omar sukkah doy raisa loboy chizik. Sukkah is the raisa, so it doesn't need a chizik. So mele, don't have to mechazik the din. And they weren't goyzer miktsosa lemaila michof. Mashenka movi de rabbonon. Since it's the rabbonon, boy chizik. It needs a chizik even machmir, even more than a deraisa. And a curry that lemaila michof miktsosoi will be possible. Zog de gomorra, my hava lo, maskonis ha gomorra, what's tak the din? What's the achro lemaisa, legabi miktsas curry lemaila michof, u miktsas lemato, u miktsas rach lemaila, miktsas lemato? Enter the gomorra. Rabbi Barav Ulo Omar, Zev Zeh Posel, Sai by Movui, Sai by Sukkah, if Mixes Lamaila Michov, it's Posel. Rova Omar, Zev Zeh Kosher, Sai by Movui, Sai by Sukkah, if Mixos Lamaila, Mixos Lamato, it's Lamaisa Kosher, and that's what we pass on Aloch Lamaisa. Sai by Movui, and Sai by Sukkah, in Shin Sabach Gimel, in Tovke Islamid Vov, we pass on it's Kosher when it's Mixes Lamaila. What's the reason? Zogdi Movui, Dav Gimel Amid Beis. Cholol sukatanan, cholol movitanan. The reason why it's kosher is because cholol sukatanan, cholol movitanan. When we say the shear of 20 amah, it doesn't mean that it has to be, the kaira has to be within 20 amahs. The vart is that the cholol has to be not more than 20. The cholol, the airspace of the movi cannot be more than 20. The airspace of the sukkah cannot be more than 20. So, Melev, since you need cholol,
it's kosher up till cholol of 20. So mele, it doesn't have to be miktsas betoy chav. It can even be totally above chav, as long as you don't have cholol more than 20. And that's a maskonet taka cholol sukkatanan cholol mobitanan, and both of them is taka kosher. We'll stop over here at the top of Gimel Amud Beis.